This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Carson and Kennedy.
I mean, it was embarrassing to be a Yankees fan. I ran into a bunch on the tee, and I've not seen such a pout since Kim Kardashian's last selfie.
Carson and Kennedy, only on Mix 104.1.
I think you went to a game, Kennedy, and Yankees fans were very upset. Kind of curious, though. The rivalry is the rivalry, and I get that.
It's the best in sports.
But, you know, the Red Sox just ended up owning the Yankees for a long time. They pretty much owned them this season.
Well, to be fair, they owned us for decades.
It's true. It's true. But is it still the rivalry that it was when we were younger? Are people still just very angry when they see you wearing your Yankees gear?
That peak 2003, 2004, like that early 2000s, we were battling in Game 7 of the ALCS type stuff.
Right. Like, it would cause fights. And I don't know if it's that anymore, if people really... Now, I do it, and I know you do it, but I
think... Well, then it would stand to reason that a lot of people do, then.
I don't know. I don't know if they do or not.
I think you guys match the level of most people in this city.
I don't think it still happens.
You're any different.
I think they have the same energy for us, too. It goes both ways.
Yeah. Lisa is from Wilmington. Good morning.
Morning, guys.
So you're a Yankees fan. The first problem to, you know, solving your problem is to admit it.
I admit it.
You can't do that. You can't ask people to call in and then give them crap the second that they do. It's not fair.
I thought this was America.
It's okay. I welcome it. Well,
so how did you become a Yankees fan? Are you from New York?
I am not. I actually am born and raised in Massachusetts, but I grew up in Berkshire County, and it's a little bit like 60-40 out there. It's kind of like Connecticut.
Yeah, right. That's basically Albany at that point.
Exactly. And so my grandmother was a diehard Yankee fan and also a Derek Jeter fan, and she kept score. Like, she watched every game, and she was one of the old school pause the or mute the TV and have the radio guys play.
Yes.
I love this so much.
Yep. She was that generation. And so she kept score every game, and I watched with her all the time. And so I became a diehard Yankee fan.
I love it.
Well, I'm not going to make fun of your grandma and her beliefs, so we're going to let that slide.
Or anyone, because that's what we said.
Yeah. So now that you moved farther east into Massachusetts, are you getting more hassle?
I actually like the hassle. I think it's fun. But I've lived in the Boston area for over 15 years. And since I've been down here, I've picked up the Celtics, the Bruins, the Patriots. So that's why they let me stay.
So you're one away from being a proper sports fan. Just drop the Yankees and join the correct side of life. The right side of history.
I don't know why Lana was a Yankees fan, but I took her to a Yankees-Mets game, and she was wearing her Derek Jeter jersey and a Yankees hat at Mets Stadium, and the guys were chirping her bad, saying just, like, awful things.
Yes, the same way they do here when people wear Yankees jerseys.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Yep. You're going to belly the beast one way or the other.
Yeah, it's called sports. I don't know why everyone's being so thoughtful.
I don't know what you were thinking walking into Shea Stadium like that or whatever it's called now. But
thank you, Lisa. We appreciate that. Andrea's from Canton. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
So it's your husband who is a Yankees fan. And I'm just curious, is it still happening where Red Sox fans are chastising him, or is it kind of people don't do that anymore?
Yeah, no, he gets hassled all the time, but it's at random places. So we went to Disney World for my daughter's birthday at the beginning of September, and we're going through Logan Airport, and there's a my husband has his Yankees hat on, and
Gross.
A TSA agent stopped him and was like, extra security for this one. I don't trust Yankees fans. And we were like, what the heck? And then we were at Dunkin' a couple days ago, and there was a huge line. We get to the front of the line, and like one of the baristas, I guess you can call them at Dunkin', she was like, oh no, back of the line for you. We don't serve Yankee fans.
Oh, wow.
Andrea, what did your parents say when you went home and said, Dad, Mom, I'm marrying a Yankees fan?
They were luckily like, we're more of Patriots people, but, you know, we'll let it slide. He's a good guy. We'll let it slide.
Well, I'm glad that they were welcoming.
I would have been like, not in my family.
Not in my family.
All right. Thanks, Andrew. We appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Steve from Waltham, you a big Yankees guy?
I am, Carson with a K. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Now, do you catch a hard time from people, or maybe not as much?
Do I what with people? I'm sorry.
Do people give you a hard time when you wear your Yankees swag?
Listen, I'm smart enough. I don't wear it when I'm in Boston. I only wear it when I go to Yankee Stadium or in Aruba. I don't wear it around here.
Steve, judging by how you said both smart and Carson, I'm going to assume you're from here. So how did this happen?
I am from here. So I was born at Boston City Hospital, in fact, long, long, long time ago. And my mother would take me to Fenway Park when I was like 5 years old. We could only afford bleacher seats. And it was always in June around my birthday. And it was easy to root for the Yankees because they always won. So I became a Yankee fan at 5 years old. In fact, Derek Jeter and I have the same birthday, and I attended Derek Jeter's Hall of Fame induction by myself. Nobody wanted to go with me. So I drove to Cooperstown and saw him inducted.
God, just hearing that accent, but then talking about your love of the Yankees is frying my brain.
I don't like it.
I don't like it at all.
What is the rest of your family? What are they like?
Oh, they love the Sox. It's always Boston, 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 Boston.
Are you invited over to their houses to watch games or no?
I am. I go, but, you know, of course, my heart is with the Yankees. So
wow.
I'm sorry.
What about Patriots, Celtics, Bruins?
Oh, love Pat Celts, Bruins. Just it's the Yankees that I like more than the Sox.
Just because they were better when you were five.
Exactly.
You little kindergarten bandwagoner.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.